Okay, so if you're getting ready for a Connect group this week, you are definitely in the right place.
Yeah, we're doing our deep dive into Sean's message from Sunday at Harmony Christian Church.
Right, really digging into the power and the practice of prayer. It continues the whole series, Kent started on experiencing God.
And our goal today really is just to pull out Sean's main points, help you get prepped for, a really good small group discussion.
Yeah, because he was drawing from that book his own Connect group is using.
21 Days of Breakthrough Prayer by Jim Maxim.
Yeah.
Exactly. So understanding this helps us apply it.
Absolutely. And putting aside the announcements he made, starting point and all that, let's jump into the main thing, that contrast he set up right at the start.
The two ships.
Yeah, the ship analogy, appearance versus like the internal reality.
It was such a great picture, wasn't it, for church life. He described these two ships identical on the outside.
Carbon copies, he said. Same size, same departments, worship team, kids program, youth, nursery.
Offices, cafe, missions, tech. All the stuff we see, the stuff we often measure success by.
But that's where things diverged, right?
Yeah.
Ship one, it looked flashy. It had the glitter, as Sean put it.
But underneath, it was weighed down. Barnacles, rust, spiritual decay, it was listing, veering off course.
And the people on board, just kind of casual, making decisions on the fly.
And the clue, the real giveaway, was the prayer room, tucked away in some tiny corner in the stern, almost like an afterthought.
Yeah, like, oh, right, we should probably have one of those.
Exactly. And the point was, if prayer isn't central, that decay, it's going to happen, no matter how good the outside looks.
Okay, so then ship two, same department, same structure.
But totally different. People were praying, like all over the decks, prostrate, kneeling, standing, just engaged.
You could feel the difference, he suggested, this intensity, a hunger for God that just permeated the whole ship.
And the result. Ship two cut through the water faster, easier, even though the waves might have been hitting it just as hard, maybe harder. So Sean's question was pretty direct. Which ship do you want to be on? Yeah. It makes it undeniable, doesn't it? The internal engine, the prayer life, that's what sets the course and gives momentum, not just the programs.
It definitely makes you stop and think about, our own church, our own lives. Are we just polishing the glitter while the barnacles grow?
And that leads right into his next point about prayer being the first response.
Right. And he used that that sort of humorous figure, the faithful praying woman.
Oh, yeah. The one who prays for absolutely everything. Parking spots, the weather.
Haha. Yeah, even for the pastor to finish on time.
We kind of chuckle, right?
Yeah.
Because it seems a bit much over the top.
But Sean's point was, maybe that's actually how we're all supposed to be living, that constant reliance.
And he grounded that in scripture, James chapter 5,
Yeah.
verses 13 through 18.
Such a key text for this. It really doesn't leave much wiggle room, does it?
Not at all. James lays out these situations, and prayer is just the default action. Like,
Suffering, pray.
simple as that.
Cheerful. Okay, sing praises. Still God-focused, but slightly different.
Right.
Sick, call the elders for anointing and prayer.
Okay.
Need healing or forgiveness. Confess your sins, pray for each other.
So prayer is baked into almost every scenario,
Yeah.
which underscores Sean's big point. Prayer needs to be our first response, not the thing we do when everything else fails. Yeah, we tend to try logic, medicine, talking it out, and then finally go, well, I guess we should pray. James flips that completely. And
Yeah.
then comes that powerful statement right at the end of the passage. The prayer of a righteous person is very powerful in its effect. And he used Elijah as the example, praying for drought, praying for rain. Huge dramatic stuff. But the crucial bit, the part that makes it relatable, is that note. Elijah was a human, just as we are. So that power isn't just for like biblical superheroes, it's accessible.
Exactly. It's for us. But, and this is where Sean got really honest.
Yeah, this is the tough part. If prayer is so powerful, why doesn't it always seem to work the way we want?
Right. We pray for healing and the person doesn't get better. We pray for clarity and we stay confused. We pray for peace and the anxiety remains. It's frustrating.
It can be deeply discouraging.
And Sean shared what he learned through that kind of experience. He said, prayer isn't about getting God to do what I want.
That's a big shift.
It's about learning to trust that God hears, that he cares, that he's moving, even if we can't see it, or even if it's not the outcome we were hoping for.
And his story about being really sick last year made that so concrete.
Yeah, he talked about feeling just completely worn down, weak, emotionally drained.
At the end of his rope, basically.
Right. And then feeling this almost physical sense of peace and strength, like something holding him up when he couldn't stand on his own.
And often that feeling would come right around the time he'd see a text message pop up.
Yeah, someone saying, hey, just wanted you to know we're praying for you, maybe from his Connect group or family.
And that experience actually changed how he understood that James 5 verse about the righteous person.
It did, because righteous person can sound intimidating, right? Like you have to be perfect.
Totally. Like, well, that's not me.
But he realized it's not about achieving some level of sainthood. It's about ordinary believers, people made righteous through Christ, who just take prayer seriously, who actually stop and do it.
So the prayer worked for him, not by, say, instantly making the sickness vanish.
Right. But by sending that tangible strength and peace, it reminded him he wasn't alone. He felt held.
And I thought the mention of his wife, Caitlin, was really touching too.
Oh, yeah. Her prayers weren't loud or dramatic, he said. Just constant, steady.
She kept believing, kept praying for him, even when he himself felt tired of believing.
That quiet faithfulness, It's incredibly powerful. It wasn't just about feeling loved. He said it made him feel seen by her and by God.
It shows that persistence matters more than performance in prayer.
Absolutely, which ties into that other key passage Sean brought up, 1 John 5.
Verses 14 and 15, about the confidence we have in approaching God.
This is the confidence we have before God. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if he hears us, we know that we have what we have asked of him.
That changes everything, doesn't it?
Yes.
It moves prayer away from feeling like a transaction.
Exactly. We often treat it like, okay, if I say the magic words, use the right tone, maybe God will give me what I ordered.
Like a vending machine.
Right. But Sean emphasized it's built on relationship. It's a conversation.
He used the analogy of kids talking to their parents. They don't have to convince us to listen.
We're already leaning in. They have our attention because they're ours. God's the same way with us. He listens because he's our father.
But relationships, especially the hard parts, require persistence, trusting even when it's a long, difficult season.
And that's where his story about praying for his parents hit so hard.
Oh, man, yeah. Praying for years, for their attention, for them to come back to faith.
And admitting he felt frustration, even anger sometimes, when nothing seemed to happen, just felt like hitting the ceiling.
That's so real. That's the struggle, isn't it? When you keep praying, keep trying, and see nothing.
It's that breakthrough prayer idea from the book. The sustained effort needed when things feel dark.
And the answer, when it started coming, wasn't what he expected or how he pictured it.
No, not at all. It wasn't this sudden dramatic conversion. It was slow, unexpected. His mom now faithfully attending Harmony, feeling bad if she meshes.
And his dad, even in prison, thinking about taking Bible college classes.
Yeah, pursuing degrees offered there. Sean said he never would have imagined that, never would have even known to pray for that specific thing.
It just shows God answers according to his will, like a 1 John says, which might look very different from our request.
He goes back to Elijah again, right? He prayed earnestly, again and again. Persistent trust.
So faith-filled prayer isn't about perfect words.
It's about that persistent trust in a God who is faithful, even when his timing and methods surprise us.
Okay, so wrapping this up for our Connect groups this week, what are the big takeaways?
Well, first, that confidence. God hears us. Not because we're perfect, but because he's a loving father. That's huge.
Massive.
Yeah.
And second, Sean's specific challenge for the week.
Right, the action points. These are crucial for discussion.
Don't just say you'll pray. Stop. Pray right then and there.
In the moment. Okay.
Something good happens, thank God. Immediately. Cultivate that gratitude.
Got it. And the big one, make prayer your first response, not the backup plan. Basically, become more like that faithful praying woman.
Maybe she wasn't crazy after all.
Yeah.
Maybe she just learned that nothing is too small, no situation too broken, no person too far gone for God. He hears it all.
That's such a powerful invitation for all of us at Harmony. Prayer works, not because our words are special, but because our God is faithful.
We have the confidence from James, from John, and from Sean's own raw testimony.
Yeah.
And here's something to really chew on for your group, building on how Sean ended the service. He led us in silence, asking God to align our hearts with his heart.
That was powerful. Just listening.
So if prayer is a conversation, how does that act of listening, of seeking God's alignment first, change things? How does it change the power and effectiveness in our lives, especially when the answer feels delayed or it's not what we thought we wanted?
Wow. Moving from just speaking our requests to actively listening for his alignment. That's the real deep dive, isn't it?
It really is.
That's the perfect thought to bring into your Connect group discussions this week. Really wrestle with that. Okay, great chat.
Yeah, good stuff.
We'll catch you next time.